Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Matt Cain, Editor-in-Chief of Attitude, back with news of our next Attitude Hero. Attitude Heroes is sponsored by the Great Britain Campaign, which welcomes the world to visit, do business, invest and study in the UK. You can check out their website at great.gov.uk. And our co-sponsors are Jaguar. If you'd like more information on their products, then you can visit the website jaguar.co.uk or look out for them in the latest issue of Attitude magazine. So far in this series, we've spoken with stars of theatre, TV and radio, screenwriting and comedy. And on the next podcast, which will be available in just a couple of weeks, it's the turn of a very influential musician. He's a man with more than 20 million album sales under his belt and was one of the UK's first openly gay pop stars. 30 years ago, his band were having hits like Sometimes, Ship of Fools and A Little Respect, and they're still playing stadium gigs around the world today. The band are Erasure, and my next Attitude Hero is their frontman, Andy Bell. Now, Andy doesn't do a lot of interviews, and I can promise you won't have heard him talk quite like this before. Though if you're easily shocked by the odd rude word, this maybe isn't the podcast for you. Here's a little taster from when we were chatting about sexual frustration.
I kind of feel kind of jealous of George Michael, because I think he's explored every avenue that he wanted to. And I don't think that I have, you know.
Oh, really?
I think a lot to do with my shyness as well. You know, I mean, I've been all around the world and everything, but, you know, even kind of going to bathhouses or whatever, you know, I wouldn't hardly do anything because I felt like, especially as we became more and more famous as well, you know, I remember one time being in Amsterdam and this guy was like doing a blowjob on me. And then he goes, oh, you really look like that guy from Erasure. And I thought, oh, this is it now. You know, I'm not going to...
Yeah, but to be honest, I think when you put it all out there anyway, in your public persona, would it have been a big story that you got a blowjob from a guy in Amsterdam?
Well, probably not, no. I mean, you know, that was the thing. It was kind of like, I think it's because I can't let go.
So when you say you're jealous of George Michael for... doing everything, you mean everything sexually? You mean you're quite vanilla and you're quite inhibited sexually?
I wouldn't say I was inhibited, but let's say, I mean, I've been to a few of those kind of like S&M type parties and things, but I'd never surrendered myself to the full goings on in whatever's happening in there.
Yeah, but you're saying that as if it's a bad thing. If it's not part of who you are.
Right.
I mean, if people like doing that, that's great.
Yeah,
but if
you,
I think it's something worse than forcing yourself to do it because you feel you should.
Right.
And, you know, you don't feel good about yourself afterwards if that's the case.
Right. I mean, I haven't thought about it that much, but, you know, maybe I just felt I wasn't completely like a complete gay person. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
There's still plenty of time, darling.
No, I'm married now, so.
I've got to tell you, Andy is very frank about relationships, sex and fame. If you're a fan of Erasure, it's a conversation you just can't miss. Even if you're not, I'm sure you'll find Andy's story fascinating. You'll be able to listen in just a couple of weeks. Make sure you don't miss it by subscribing to Attitude Heroes right now. We'll see you in a fortnight.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.